Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you create a lifestyle by design. Today, the epidemic of mediocrity. So many in the disappearing middle class aim for what it takes just to get by. They possess a survivalist mentality, when they should have a thrive mindset. Make no mistake, the middle class is an endangered species. They sleepwalk through life, scrimping, budgeting by deferring control to someone else. This approach only secures years of fear and constant worry. When economic winds shift, when interest rates soar, when pandemics threaten, and employers suffer, so do their minions. Behold, see how deep this slumber runs. Reports indicate that approximately 76% of Canadians live paycheck to paycheck with too much month at the end of each pay. The latest data from Stats Canada reports that Canadian households have an average net savings of about $852. Households in the lowest 20% spent nearly $28,000 more than they earned and either had to incur debt or draw down previous savings to finance their consumption. According to Jobillico, the average full-time Canadian salary in 2021 was just $65,000. The majority of Canadian workers are earning more than they did in the previous year. However, we can expect that the average Canadian household will only save under $2,300. This is nowhere near enough to fund future concerns. Well, why are Canadians so bad at saving? A major reason that Canadians save less than people in many other countries is debt. Canadians are spending more and more of their income to pay off debt, leaving less of that income to devote to savings, or better yet, investing. In addition, the cost of living across Canada has spiked, even as wages have stagnated. After a person pays for rent or a mortgage, gas, groceries, essential services like daycare, well, they usually don't have too much left over to put away for a rainy day. Canadians aren't stupid. Almost two-thirds of adult Canadians have post-secondary education. New data shows that 64% of adults aged 25 to 64 have post-secondary qualifications. Business, management, marketing, and related support services are the most common major fields of study for both college and university graduates. While only 11% have accreditation in the trades, such as mechanical or construction. Still, recent graduates are finding a post-secondary education is no longer a guarantee of stable employment. More than 12% of Canadians between the ages of 15 and 24 are unemployed, and more than a quarter are underemployed, meaning they have degrees, but end up in jobs that don't require any of their education. The latest numbers from Stats Canada shows that the unemployment rate for 15 to 24 years old is almost twice that of the general population. Now consider for a moment all those kids who took on massive student debt only to have to move back in with mom and dad because they can't find employment. Now let's talk about home ownership. Record low inventory continues to fuel stratospheric selling prices, pushing many wannabe homeowners to the curb. The second reason Canadians are swimming against the current is because they feel helpless. The way that they have been taught to think has yielded the fruits of malcontent. It's true. We are the products of influence of the five people closest to us. So take a checkup from the neck up, and you will have to agree. If the people around you aren't catapulting you towards success, then they're validating your mediocrity and remain content to console your affliction. Wage slaves, what the boss calls employees, are lazy because it's tolerated. They find comfort in their suffering because they continue to take the path of least resistance. It's a wide and well-worn road filled with friends and neighbors. To console themselves, these consumers pile on more debt, hoping a little retail therapy will buy happiness. So they jack up the credit cards, but they have to pay them off with money that they earn from jobs they hate. While knowledge empowers, most of us are not receiving the correct data. They have bought into the illusion that as members of the middle class, they're better off than 80% of the world. But this type of thinking succumbs to the realization that as employees, they toil under fragile conditions, having no time for family and no money for pleasure. There is an antidote, a distraction from the masses. Unhappy people can't teach you how to be happy. The poor can't teach you how to be rich. Quitters can't turn you into winners. And average can't teach exceptional. What you can do is rise above. How is this possible? Get a mentor. Claim a coach. Knowledge leads to empowerment, which forges transformation. It's time to spark your life. Why not visit us at join.sparkme.ca? And I'll see you on the other side.